USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street singing the coronavirus blues. The major stock indexes lost more than 2% for the second straight day. The Dow losing 879 points, finishing the day at 2781. David Ragland, IRC Wealth Founder, though, says it's time to just be patient.
Obviously, this is a temporary setback. Longer term, market's going to help us out. We look back December of 2018, great buying opportunity when the market was down 20%. Again, with SARS, the market down 20%. Perfect time to be starting to nibbling.
A federal judge appointed by Barack Obama is criticizing President Trump and other conservatives for their remarks about a jury member in the Roger Stone trial. The president and others are claiming the juror was biased against them and that made the trial unfair. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A first ever from the International Space Station on Wednesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Army Recruiting Command is joining NASA and Space Center Houston in hosting the first ever nationwide live oath of the enlistment from space tomorrow. According to reports, NASA astronaut and U.S. Army soldier Colonel Andrew Morgan will administer the oath from the International Space Station to more than 850 future troops in more than 130 locations across the country.
Winter weather is bearing down on the Midwest and Northeast this week. Forecasts are expected to bring heavy snow and disrupt travel. Chicago could see its biggest storm of the season. From the Midwest into the central Great Lakes region, 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall, with travel being affected starting on Tuesday. Home prices in the United States continue to rise along with equity. The cost of buying a home jumped 3.8% in December. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump, on his way back from India after wrapping up his first trip, he held a news conference where he touched on a number of hot topics, including the spread of the coronavirus. The president saying the virus is very well under control in our country, despite 50 confirmed cases.
We've accomplished a lot here. We had a lot of meetings, as you know. But the people are getting better. They're all getting better.
As Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for a debate on Tuesday night, the rise of Senator Bernie Sanders means that Democrats have to start focusing on him and turning their attacks towards him if they want to secure the nomination to run against President Trump in November. Now, as far as all the free stuff that Senator Bernie Sanders is promising to Americans, Republican Senator from Georgia David Perdue says it's not going to happen, and we've seen this before.
Well, if you look at what he's promising, it's the same thing that the Soviets did in Russia, the Germans did in 33, the Cubans did in 59, and even Venezuela today. It's a lie, and so what we're talking about here, Bernie is promising all this free stuff, Steve, but the very people who he's promising to will be the ultimate payers. They'll be the ones that'll have to pay. Let me give you an example. He says, well, we'll just tax the rich a little more.
Right.
To just do the Green New Deal, just the Green New Deal, would take the entire earned income of America, everybody, including these college students who are going to graduate and get jobs.
Senator Perdue speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.